This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello everyone, I'm Kat Farmer.
And I'm Marianne Jones, and this is Been There, Done That, Got the Podcast.
So this week, I've been there, done that, Marianne. I don't know if you're going to be horrified by this or not, or whether it's up your strata. I, at the weekend, went to stay with a friend in the country, and we went to a pub quiz.
Did you?
Oh my God, I love a pub quiz so much.
Are you good at a pub quiz?
Well, here's the thing. I am good at the really random questions. Like the really, I'm trying to think now, and you're going to ask me this about what's a random question that I answered. What's the juice that's in a Harvey Wallbanger?
Oh, well, you'll know that, won't you?
Yeah, orange. But that's not a really weird one. There were other ones that I was like, oh, it's so-and-so. And I was like, ooh, how do you know that? But then ones that I should get right, I get wrong. And so from then on in, so there was a question. What was the first program that David Jason appeared in? Or something along those lines. And he appeared, and they said some other characters. And he had his characters, some other characters. And everyone's going, oh, I don't know. I said, oh, is it Porridge? And they went, no, that'd be so stupid.
It was.
Totally.
Wow.
All right, don't sound so bloody surprised. That was
no, great. Because I was thinking Open All Hours.
No, that apparently he met, no. Somebody said, oh, I think he was in Ronnie Barker. And I was like, yeah, Porridge. They were like, no.
Yes.
They were trying to think of all
that. That's very good recall, that cat. Thanks. I'd be like you. I'd know very random stuff that no one really needs to know. But I wouldn't know, you know, the capital of.
I've also got my favourite ones. How many hearts does an octopus have? How many brains and how many hearts does an octopus have?
Well, do you have to do both?
Yeah, you do.
I don't know. They've got like 4.
9 brains, 3 hearts. I know, I love that question. Also, whilst we're here, who recorded What's Love Got to Do with It before Tina Turner?
Oh, I know someone did.
We've done this before. Oh. We've done this before.
Oh, put me out my misery.
Bucks Fizz.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have.
I know, done it before.
That is a great pub quiz.
It's my favourite pub quiz.
Did you get asked that?
No.
Oh, God. Anyway, did you win?
No. But I don't care. It's the
Some
best.
Some people are right pub quiz nerds, aren't they?
So we might have gone out for lunch beforehand.
Okay.
No. We didn't drink. No,
not liquid.
No. We went for a long walk. I mean, she's a really old friend, and went for a long walk. And no, but what we decided to do was some revision. So we did lots of pub quiz questions. Not one of them came up. Now I'm obsessed, so I'm Googling. There are a couple locally, but they are very, very competitive, apparently. And I rang a friend who lives locally, and I said about, oh, the one that's not far, a couple of streets away. And he went, oh, well, if you go, you've got to know where to sit. I said, what? Mm-hmm. Because the same people go every week. And if you just go in and sit in their seat, they get really arsey.
I'm a bit like that when I go to Pilates every week. If someone gets to my spot before me, I get the hump.
Do you know what? Well, just
it's sad, isn't it?
Don't go to Pilates.
No, don't be daft. I've got to go to Pilates on Monday night.
Oh, I've got another Pilates story anyway.
Oh, are you saving that one?
Well, I don't know what I'm saving it for, but I'll save it for another time.
Oh, okay.
Suffice to say, I've not done it.
You've not done what?
Well,
Pilates.
I have done it in the past. I used to do a lot of Pilates. But no, it seemed like a good idea at the time, signing up for something that I paid money for, and I haven't done it yet.
Never do that.
I know. What have you done?
Pilates, no. I've been there, done that. Well, you know what? I've been battling with this all week. I've been trying to, experiment with bathing less. Not today, you'll be glad to hear, because you're sitting next to me. After hearing that Jonathan Ross and his wife, Jane Goleman, they only shower once a week.
Whoa.
Then they don't bath. It's not like they bath. They don't, as in they don't bathe. apart from once a week?
I'm torn between thinking that's disgusting, but then I think there are sweaty people and non-sweaty, but I'm not a sweaty person.
You're like Prince Andrew.
I'm totally
which we'll
like
come
Prince
on
Andrew.
To later.
Okay, no. I don't really do any exercise, so I walk a lot. But I don't really overly sweat.
I don't think I'm an overly sweaty person. However, if I woke up and didn't get a bath, again, I bath, I don't shower.
See, I like to have a shower in the evening.
Yeah, but...
But I like getting into bed clean.
I'm clean by the end of the day. However, sometimes I'll have two a day. This is what I want to ask
our listeners. That's so bad for your skin, though.
Well, this is it. Apparently, well, he described him and his wife as being like a pair of dirty hamsters. But experts say they're right not to shower too often.
Okay. Can we do every other day? Maybe.
I do think once a week's pushing it. They must stink.
It's minging.
Especially if you exercise.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I couldn't do my Peloton and then not have a bath.
I get by that by not doing a Peloton.
Right, experts say they're right because showering every day strips a person's hair and skin of microbes, and they live on us and in our gut, and I think they destroy bad bacteria. And showering or bathing too much can cause acne and skin breakouts by being too clean.
So that's really interesting. So my kids, when they were little, had really bad, one of them particularly had really bad eczema. You can guess which one, can't you? Mm-hmm. Anyway, really bad eczema. And also, you know, I mean, getting him into the bath was like, I mean, it was like trying to, oh my God. I mean, it was like trying to literally cage a whirling dervish. Dervish? Dervish?
I think it's dervish.
It's dervish, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Anyway, little shit is what I used to call
yeah.
him. And his skin was so bad, and bathing him every day, and three of them, bear in mind, I have a 3-year-old, a 1-year-old, and a newborn. Jesus. There was not enough wine to get me through that. Obviously, I didn't bathe them pissed, but it would have been better. It was just the most traumatic thing, and then having to get them to bed. And so I remember going to the doctor saying, you know, his skin's so bad, and he said, how often do you bath? And I was like, oh, every day. And he went, absolutely don't. He said, once a week.
For a baby?
Yeah.
Mind you, they don't sweat, do they? As long as the bum's clean.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, but then, of course, I don't know. But, yeah. So, I agree. He did say it was exceptionally, exceptionally bad for your skin.
Do you know what? When I was a kid, we had a bath once a week.
I remember Sunday night.
Sunday night, correct. Yes. And you'd wash your hair and you would have a bath once a week, and that would be it. And the rest of it, you'd have a sink wash with a flannel, a cat's lick, as I call it.
Okay, please don't call it that anymore. Thank you very much.
Maybe your cat's lick might be different to mine.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You just call it a cat's lick.
Oh my God.
You did under your arms.
Oh, I think that's something else these days. God.
A cat's lick.
Don't know. Could be. Think about it.
Oh, let's not go there. Okay. Anyway, it was innocent when I was a kid. It was just like you just have a quick wash.
We used to call it, yeah.
With your flannel.
With a flannel.
Yeah, in the sink.
Absolutely. And did you not have to share the bathwater with your sibling as well?
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And also, did you either have, oh my God, did you either have those things that went on?
I think we might have grown up together.
But
they were like pink or bluey green.
Ours was,
you stuck them on the taps and they always came off. Oh,
and then if you sat at the wrong end, you'd literally be scalded by the hot water on your back.
And I can still smell the rubber. Oh. There were rubber hoses, weren't they?
Yes.
That you put onto the taps. And that was your shower. Yeah. That was a shower attachment.
But I had so much, you must have had so much. I had really long silk hair. So that was like bathing with a teat pipette. I mean, it was bollocks.
Ridiculous.
So my mum used to get the jug.
Oh, yeah,
we used to have the jug, the plastic jug. Plastic jug over your head, always in your eyes, no shit's given.
You wouldn't have conditioner.
Oh, God, don't be ridiculous.
You just have shampoo Vosine. In your eyes.
We had Vosine, and I remember everybody had Timotei. Mum, can I have Timotei?
Oh, we never had Timotei.
Neither did we. Vosine. I can still smell it. It's rank.
Yeah. Was that washing up liquid?
Yes.
Probably was washing up
mixed with disinfectant and germaline.
No, but look at this gorgeous hair now.
I was about to say, no wonder my hair's shit.
It's not shit. Anyway, so I just got me pondering because I definitely bathe once a day.
Do you ever have a shower?
If I'm on holiday and there's no bath, or usually if I'm on holiday in a hot country, and even if there is a bath, I'll have a shower.
Oh, treat yourself.
If I'm hot, I like a shower. But usually I'll have a bath.
How long do you bath for? I can't say bath, I'm sorry.
Well, I only do it in the morning. So I'm usually 5 minutes.
What's the... All that... Okay.
Isn't if I have thing? One in the evening, I'll do the whole kind of, you know, scrubbing the backs of my arms, putting a bit of a face pack on. I'll do a bit of that and I'll listen to a podcast.
Do you have a candle?
No, I don't.
Do you not?
I do light candles and I do light them downstairs, but I don't have one in the bathroom. I should do.
Do you have a big bright light on?
I've got like a little, what do you call them? Little spotlights.
Big bright spotlights though.
They're not that bright, to be honest. Most of them don't work.
Okay, fair enough, yeah. I've got more questions. How deep is your bath?
How deep is your bath?
Oh God, I walked into that one.
How many need to know? Well, not as deep as I'd like it
to
be.
Do you see where I'm going with this?
I'm wasting water.
Absolutely.
But what I shouldn't say, because he won't thank me for it, but he doesn't listen, is Nick gets in after me.
Okay.
Not the same time.
Okay.
After me. Which the kids thinks absolutely vile. But okay. That's how he says it's saving water. So he's not bothered.
If anyone comes to stay with me, and they're a good friend, obviously, not because obviously I have two bathrooms, but basically, the showers are quite difficult to get the temperature right, and there's quite a knack to get the temperature right.
Okay.
And I've had friends go, oh, I can't do it. So I get in the shower and then leave it right. What you got? No, they're joint. No!
You said if they're a really good friend. I thought this conversation was going somewhere that I didn't want it to.
No.
But sort of did want it to.
No, it's okay. Not going. No. I can honestly say I can't remember the last time I showered with anybody that wasn't a child.
No.
It's a really small shower. It's over the bar.
Well, you wouldn't want to anyway, would you? What's the point?
Not
of
really.
That?
I think I'm a little bit past that.
I'm a bit past that.
I am a bit past
a
that.
A bit past it. I'm well a past lot. It.
It's also quite slippery and I'm quite old.
Oh,
and
I imagine falling. Imagine the embarrassment that you were in the shower having a bit of, you know, us time.
Oh my God.
Soaping each other down.
Oh my God.
And then you slip on the soap and like crack a rib or do your hips in. Imagine that call.
And then drag them down with you.
Drag them down with you so they then crack the head open.
Great.
And then you have to explain in hospital what you've both done.
Okay. Great. Okay. That's not happening.
This should be clean.
Well, you would.
All right. So I want to ask you, how often do you shower or bathe?
Yeah.
And we're going to read the extreme answers out. Just for fun.
Can we not do a poll once a week? Have we done this before? This
seems familiar. They can just tell us.
Okay, well, you've got to add them all up then.
I think we might have done bath. Did we? Oh, I don't know. We've probably, everything. There's only 10 ideas in the world, Kat. We're just regurgitating stuff all the time. Oh, and by the way, your least favourite household chore was, actually, a lot of you did say cleaning the shower. And I didn't really understand what that meant, because why do you have to clean the shower? Because it's clean.
So I don't, in London, I don't have a cleaner. And the cleaning the shower is the one thing that gets done really regularly. The shower and the loo, because when you clean it when you're in it.
I don't shower, you see. But if I'm in the shower, what actually needs cleaning?
The shower door?
The tray.
Well, the door, the everything, the tiles.
Really?
What?
The door doesn't get dirty.
Do you have magic water? Yes, it does. It's a hard water. What?
I don't see what you're cleaning. Are you cleaning the shower head as well? That's not dirty, is it?
Well, to be fair, I did have a friend come to stay and the shower head, they moaned that the shower head, I didn't notice, but it's really limescaled up. So they took it off.
Oh, the limescale.
And went through the whole thing. Do you know what? But I need to learn how to take it off. I'm worried if I take it off, I won't get it back on. Oh my God, it was like popping a spot.
Ooh, actually, I bet that's really satisfying.
I was literally elbows out. Let me get in there.
The limescale all crusting off?
Delicious.
I think I quite enjoy that.
I've not done that though, but I actually quite like a little bit of a spray, a little bit of a wipe.
Okay.
On the shower door.
You also hate taking your bins out. I don't mind taking my bins out as long as there's nothing disgusting seeping from the bottom of it.
I remember years ago saying at school, not when I was at school, something about all the bins. And I remember, actually, it was a school thing, a sea of faces looking at me like I'd said, I just flown to the moon and back, which is not probable anyway. But anyway, and they were, I went, well, why are you all looking like that? They went, you take the bins out.
When you were little?
I mean, now I'm at school mums.
Oh, because why? Is that a man chore?
And actually, a woman actually turned around and said, that's a blue job. And I said, huh. And they went, yeah, yeah. And I just said,
that's a blue job.
I said, what's a blue job? And then it's this look of incredulation. I'm like, please don't think I'm mental. What do you mean?
Man, blue.
A man, a blue
job. Do we have pink jobs?
I didn't. I did not continue the conversation.
Of course you bloody didn't.
I legged it. I was like, you bunch of fucking idiots. I'm not allowed to say that. I said it anyway. Just, it's fine. It was a very quick thing. Very, very quick. I was furious.
Do you know what, though? Traditionally, Kat, taking the bins out is seen as being a blue job.
But why?
I don't know. It just is. It is, isn't it?
I mean, I think there are things. For example, I'm not great at, obviously I can change a light bulb. I'm going to change all the light bulbs. But you mentioned earlier about a spotlight. I do remember having to go, I can't. It's just, if someone showed me, I could. Mm. It's like everything, isn't it? It's like putting, I mean, what else? I mean, I can't think of any other job that I wouldn't do. I mean, even in the car, you put oil in the car.
Oh, I can't do any of that.
Can't change the plug. No. Oh, shut up.
No.
You can't put air in
your tyres. Nick said to me the other night, if I died, you wouldn't cope for 2 weeks in this house.
What?
And I said, try me.
Yeah. Of course you bloody would.
Oh, it'd be having parties.
Well, you might not. I'll come round and change it. I'll come round and do it for you.
There's always someone who'll show you if you're not doing it yourself.
Well, I can change a plug because A, I learned to do it with my guide badge. Yaboo sucks. Don't laugh. Why are you laughing?
Oh, no, I refuse to do all that guide stuff. Mind you, who's the one who can't change a plug?
Thank you. And I had to do it years ago when I cut the bloody plug off the television with the kids.
What, accidentally?
No. I've told you this.
What?
When they were being absolute little
shits. Oh, you deliberately did it? Oh, my God.
Totally. They wouldn't turn the TV off.
You were being extreme mum there, weren't you?
Yeah, and I cut the TV. It was either that or, as I say, my favourite thing is when it's from Meet the Fockers. No, not me, the Fockers. Or they're actually called the effing Fulfords.
Oh, yeah, the effing
Where
Fulfords.
Where she actually picks up the television. And I've not seen that. No. Oh, my God. So the kids, they live in this obviously ramshackle old place. Turn the TV off. And they were teens. Turn the TV off. No. So she gets in there, marches in, unplugs it, picks the TV up, which is the size of a small car back then, walks out the room, down the, I mean, only in certain worlds, down the grass meadow to the lake at the bottom and flings the television in the lake. It is the best bit of parenting I've ever seen.
Expensive, though.
Well, I mean, yeah. But I mean, how satisfying. Have you ever thrown anything out the window? Or done anything? Xbox controllers? No?
No.
Okay.
No, because I know that we'll end up having to pay for more.
I know, but
I've confiscated. Oh, absolutely.
Not in the. Have you not?
No, not in a rage.
Oh, we should do the. Have we done the worst confessions?
Yeah, well, we did it
for parents. No. The worst thing you did as a parent.
I think we might have. Yeah. I think one reader, one listener, we said have. That we shouldn't have done it because it was tantamount to child abuse.
Oh God, yeah. Oh my God. It's honestly. I remember my brother used to say to my mum, I'm going to ring Childline. And she used to say, this is so bad. Actually, I can't say this is so bad. It was a joke, obviously. And she used to say to him, and she's dead now, as it's fine. You've got to get to the phone first. He was joking. It was because he literally probably wouldn't eat his peas. I mean, it was, you know, she used to say, don't you dare say that because that is for children who actually need it. And just because you're not getting any yogurt for pudding.
Oh, God.
Or a club bar. Or a Viscount.
Oh, now you're talking.
Oh, no, I don't like any of them. Right, let's go on.
I can't even remember where we started, dear.
We're going on to...
Housewife. Oh, and then the other thing you all hated, and I hate it so much, it has never crossed my mind to do it, is cleaning the oven.
I will admit, I've never cleaned the oven.
I don't see the point. What for?
Well, A, I don't use it now, so that's absolutely fine.
Well, it
fine.
All gets burnt off, doesn't it?
No. No, I did use it, but I used to have a quite big
quote. I just don't look.
My oven was my 40th birthday present.
What?
Yeah. I had a lac on it, yeah. It was very, very, very expensive. I mean, anyway.
I wouldn't thank you for that.
Well, you know, anyway.
All I'm saying is, right, was on the wall there, Kat.
I did not bloody clean it, though. I did pay an oven cleaner to come and clean the oven. It was just quite a normal thing. It's an absolute luxury. But it was, I can spend 2 hours doing it or pay someone to do it and work for those 2 hours. That was my reasoning.
Just ignore it. Okay, so moving on. I was reading the other day and I wanted to get your brain on this, you being a stylist. I was reading that what you should be doing when you're internet shopping, because it's a minefield. I mean, you know, you could put jeans in and about 50,000 million things will come up and you'd be like, what? Is think of 3 words that best describe yourself and then put that into your search engine. And what will come back is a much better choice for you. So I think the writer said her 3 words were something like, tomboy, 50s, and jeans. So you put keywords in, and what she got back was much more her. What do you think about that, and what would your 3 words be?
I think it's really tricky. We did try it, didn't we, with black, vintage, leather,
matrix,
and we put skirt, and suffice to say, no.
It didn't. Fanny Skimmers came up.
Yeah, it was sort of slightly hooker-esque, shall we say. So, no, I think, do you know what? I get the concept, and I think it's great. I think you have to be very careful. It could work, and do you know what? Why not try it and see?
What 3 words would be me?
You?
I couldn't think of any for
short.
Me. Short. Short, fat, hairy.
No, I wasn't going to say hairy.
Eric, you're not fat. Ernie to your Eric.
No, I would say, but you're that's where it's hard. If you've got a very typical style and you're looking for something very specific, I think it can work. I think, and I know people do say that when it comes to sort of finding your style, if you just think those, that's fine. But I think for some people it's too broad. I think if you have a very particular style, it can work. I think if your style is broader and you're not as confident in your fashion choices, the way I did it, and the way I did it in the book, was to think about a person. Would so-and-so wear that? So when you do it the other way around, if you're trying to find something and you think, I do want a pair of jeans, but I don't know what sort of jeans I wear, think of people that you like. Think of people whose style you like. And it doesn't have to be, and I don't, when I say style, I don't mean you want to look exactly like them, but you really like what they wear. Be it, I don't know, Claudia Winkleman, Holly Willoughby, Victoria Beckham, Audrey Hepburn, or Catherine Hepburn, whoever it might be, and go and look at them, you know, Google them and see what they're wearing. I always do it from Manuel Alt.
I used to love the style of Caroline Bessett. The older I've got, the more I...
She's a minimalist, I'd say, minimalist elegant.
The more I'm veering that way, the older I get. I mean, I do always have a slight thing with a thing on
it. You're not doing it very well, I'm just going to say.
I like... So, like, what I've got on today is an oatmeal jumper, but I do have to have great big leg and mutton sleeves with loads of pearls on it.
You see, I'm the opposite. I think the older I get, I'm actually really, I'm a cross between, and this is where it gets difficult, because I think I'm a cross between very pare back, minimal, almost like a minimal, I'm going to say minimal boho.
But I think you can look quite rock chick at times.
But I think that's boho? I would say it's sort of minimal, but yeah, minimal rock chick boho. I don't know, that sounds wanky. But this is the thing. So I just think you need to look at, so if there is a style of trousers or jeans or jacket or blazer or whatever it might be, you think, oh, I really like that. Look at them and really just pick out one thing and then ask, oh my God, message me and ask. But you should be able to work out what sort. Is it a fitted blazer? Is it a boxy blazer? Is it a collarless blazer? Is it a trench coat? Is it a crop trench coat? Is it, you know, the jeans? Are they wide leg jeans, straight leg jeans? You know, look at them and think, okay, fine, that's the style I want to go for.
So do you think the three words thing about yourself don't always work if you're putting it into Google?
I think it's, do you know what? You can try it. I don't know. Let's try it. Let's try it again. As I say, it didn't work for me, but we did do it with the jeans and it did work. 50s.
You put 50s.
I put 50s. What do we say? A tomboy.
Tomboy jeans. Denim or jeans.
Yeah, but you're going to get boyfriend jeans. No, you're going to get boyfriend jeans. They're boyfriend jeans, yeah. Which is what you'll be looking
which
for.
Which is, right? Yeah, so that's true, isn't it? You'd be looking for that style.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you just look for boyfriend jeans if you're a tomboy? Anyway, so I see what they're saying, but I think if you're not, I also think it's very difficult. I think it is difficult for people. I find it difficult to look at a style and go, well what is that style?
I find it difficult to describe my style in three words. So I couldn't even think of one word. It's weird. And I'm quite good with words.
Yes.
I just don't feel I can distill how I dress in three words. That, because I've not, like you say, I've not got prescriptive style.
Yeah. So I think it's much easier if you only wear certain things, you know. It's tricky. I think it's an idea. As I always say, it's an idea. And that's why I do the style. I call them style icons. The style icons, they basically encapsulate certain of those words, but there are more of them. So there is. I call it London Cool, but that is basically rock chick. So that's leather. That's
so that's you.
Well, I would say it's a bit of me, yes, but it's Claudia Winkleman. It's like Claudia Winkleman, Kate Moss, Chrissy Hynde. You know, that's sort of a little bit more. It's very, it's sort of London. It's leather. It's black.
Slightly it's androgynous kind of look.
Slightly. It doesn't have to be. I mean, I called it London. It could be any city, but I mean, London, obviously. So that's that. And then you've got sort of, you know, Parisian, you've got boho, and then you've got 70s, which the boho is obviously quite typically boho, but 70s is much more thinking about sequins and flares and flower power, and it's much more hippie rather than boho, which is, you know, I think a little bit
pared back. Boho is in right now, apparently.
What? And I that's love what it. I'd say. We're going to come on to that. I've been,
so it's much less flouncy. It's much yes. less out there. I think it's based on the Chloe catwalk collections.
This is well.
There we go.
Hold that thought, Marianne.
I will.
I didn't know you were going to say that. This is unscripted.
We don't rehearse.
We don't rehearse, but let's carry on because I've got something very exciting.
But I do want to. I've got to actually see you in the flesh and talk about this.
Oh God. Oh, I know where you're going.
I know you've already gone in on your Instagram. God. And some of the comments, I was like, oh my Lord, do these people not know that you've got a sense of humour after following you for all this time? Fashion Whinge or Winner, people. Rishi Sunak and his Box Fresh Adidas Sambas. I howled laughing when I saw them. And I think, was I the first one to send it to you?
No. Oh, join the bloody queue. I had hundreds. Now, I think what people might not have realised was my dilemma over the last year of I'm not buying Sambas, I'm not buying Sambas, I'm not buying Sambas, I'm not buying Sambas. I didn't want, do you know what? To be fair, I didn't want the Rishi ones. He's got like the old, the original.
Have you got the Rishi ones?
No, I do not.
So for anyone who's not been looking at the news for the last couple of weeks, our Prime Minister was pictured in a white shirt, black trousers, sort of looking semi-formal but slightly casual. And he had this pair of Box Fresh white with navy stripe.
The traditional Sambas.
Yeah, Sambas on. And lots of people were very gleefully took him to bits about it. Because it's one of those things. Somebody said, because Sambas are Adidas, they said that this was obviously a present from Nike. Because nothing kills a look quicker than a politician wearing it.
And that, do you know what? So I did put it up and I just put, my point was, I spent ages going, I'm not buying them. And then I saw a green pair and I was like, oh, I like a green pair. And then I saw a black pair. I've now got three pairs. But I do wear them. I wear them all and I love them. And I've worn them in and they are now comfortable. But there was also this dilemma of some people find them comfy, some people don't. Anyway, I did this whole big thing on it. It's been going on for ages. We've spoken about it. So when Rishi rocks up in them, of course, I was like, you know, I'm going to get my Onitsuka Tigers out again, which are my other trainers. And you You messaged me. I mean, hundreds of people messaged me. And anyway, so I put it up and I just, eye-rolly smiley and put, I hope you got blisters. Anyway, some people found it very, very, very funny. Some people, that's really mean.
Jesus. I mean, poor Rishi.
Poor £730 million worth. You know what? Is it mean? I mean, and I did have a, oh my God, actually, it wasn't about, I wasn't taking it out of him per se. It was the fact that a politician, it could have been any politician.
Do you know what it is? It's someone being so try hard to try and be cool, isn't it? And it wouldn't have mattered who it was. Someone in power, really, really desperately scraping at trying to look
trying
cool.
to be down with the kids.
Yeah. Whether it was, whether it was Theresa May in her leather trousers.
Or her leopard shoes.
Well, I mean, or that was to kind of her trademark. But that dance. I mean, yeah, to dance. Was it Dancing Queen?
I don't know. I've blocked it from my hair. I never need to.
But anybody, and it often is politicians, isn't it? Because they're being advised, and it's like, oh, put those on, Rishi. Yeah, they're like number one selling trainer of choice with Gen X and the millennials. You need their votes. Put them on. Yeah, I've got you some in your size now. Stick them on now. Get a picture.
I mean, are there PR people? I honestly want to say, what school of PR did you go to? Because it was a shit one. It's how they thought that wouldn't land in any other way than absolutely terribly.
What I'd love to know, listeners, is what do you own that suddenly became naff? Do you remember back in the, was it the early noughties? Do you remember... poor old Daniela Westbrook basically almost killed off Burberry single-handedly because she was dressed in it head to toe, plus pram, plus baby. What have I not what?
Have you not heard my Burberry story?
What?
You not heard my Burberry story?
No.
Well, okay, first, the samples weren't first for me, Marianne. Oh, no. I've got form here. Oh, no.
Go on.
So I had, and it was... probably mid, it was before that, it was a couple of years before her. So Burberry was really, it was on the up. In fact, it used to be owned by Argos, did you know that? It used to be owned by Home Retail Group. It was in the same stable.
Yeah.
Anyway, obviously they sold it and then it did, they got new, it did become for a while really cool. Pre-football hooligans and Daniela Westbrook. It was a time, trust me, I worked in London, please believe me. And it cost a fortune, but it was the faded, it was a trench coat, but it was the faded, not the really bright one, the faded,
like the Burberry check.
It was a Burberry check trench coat. I swear it was my toes. I honestly described my style. It was little tiny kick flares, little loafers, fitted t-shirt, fitted like long sleeve shirt, very Audrey Hepburn with my thing. I swear it over my shoulders. Long hair, blonde hair.
She comes swishing down the street.
Exactly. I had a Prada bowling bag. Yeah, I was all that. I had a Prada shoes. It was great.
Look at the business.
I looked freaking nuts, nuts. Well, I probably didn't by the time I thought I did. And then, thanks, Daniela.
What did you do? Just hang it up?
Do you know what I did do? I wore it. No, it did the rounds for about 10 years when I moved to Sevenoaks. Me and Andrea used to wear it at fancy dress parties. Anyway.
Well, you can wear it now, non-ironically, probably.
That's where it is, actually. Anyway. Yeah, do you know what? I'm going to dig that bad boy out.
Dig out your burbs.
Yes.
Right, tell us what item you owned or own that is now naffaz.
What about you?
You know what? I did have a Burberry scarf, but I had it in pink. And I still wear it. I love it.
Anything else? Come on.
Stuff that became really naff. No.
Of course not. Didn't you? Did you not have like a...
If I think about it, I'll pull it up.
Yeah, you will. Think about it. Dig deep.
I didn't really ever go for the really obvious. Ever.
I do remember buying things at the beginning. And then...
I can remember. Sorry.
I know what you're going to say.
What?
You're going to say a Gucci disco bag.
No, but I still got one of those, but I've sold two. But the one I've got's actually just very, very understated in town. So I've kept hold of that. Oh, that
sounds nice.
Because it'll come back in. No. Do you remember when at YSL did the tribute? What they call the tribute?
Bags.
No, the sandal. It was a platform.
Yes.
I had a pair in black. And then they just, I hardly wore them. I've no idea why.
What did you have?
Because
they were like 7.5, 9. They were like a tribute 7 or a 7. The number after.
I had the one that was high, but not massively high.
Okay, 7.5.
So, yeah, I had that. And I had it in a platform in a patent black. And they were beautiful shoes.
Nice.
I think I was at Grazia. So whenever there was an event, like a big old event, I put a dress on and I put those on. I could never bloody walk in them.
I was about to say.
Walking like Dick Emery. And but I kept them and they did become very, very naff. As did the Valentino studded shoes as
Oh,
well.
Rock stud.
Well, I had
God.
The flat sandals in those.
No.
And I did wear them to death, to be fair. I got my wear out of them, but go nowhere near them now.
No, I remember trying them on and I literally put them on and I couldn't walk. I was like, these are the most uncomfortable things I've ever tried on. What about, you see, I remember, it's also what other people think about. I was never a fan of the Gucci Marmot, the fringed sandals or loafers or fringed boots.
The fringy one. Oh, no, I never had the fringy, but I've got all manner of Gucci Marmont sandal.
Yeah.
Just the block heel sandal. I've got them in gold, I've got them in red, I've got them in black. And I will keep them. I mean, I might put them to rest, but they're just such a good sandal. And they're not too overbearing in terms of logo. Anything that's really hugely, massively logoed is a bit of a no-go area for me.
I'm trying to think what else I've had. No, everything else I've had that I've got and I'd still wear.
Yeah, exactly. You made mostly good choices.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Right, let's move on. Meesome, threesome. Right, talking of fashion again.
Look at me.
Keeps on coming.
Pre-loved. I'm pre-loved again. And in fact, what we were talking about earlier is quite weird. I have bought 2 pre-loved things this week, both in black.
You're in love with pre-loved.
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, one, do you know what? Both of these actually came to me. With regards to the fact that, I mean, I obviously bought them. But so one is a girlfriend.
You bought a
Amanda.
Girl? Oh,
no.
Right, yeah.
Amanda sent me. So it was Christmas. Oh, no. But it was, I don't know, last week. You'll love this skirt.
Did you say Christmas?
Yeah, no, Easter I meant. Oh, God's sake. I don't know. It's one of those religious festivals. she sent me a link. I said, this is a bit of you. And it's a Chloe leather maxi skirt. I didn't A, realise it was so long, or B, realise it was so heavy, or C, realise it was quite as much fabric.
You've just put it on for me, but it's really beautiful.
Well, you really love it.
I had it
on when a friend was here, and they pissed their pants laughing and said, when are you auditioning for The Matrix? And then said, please keep it. I can do nothing but take the piss out of you when you wear it out.
It's great.
I love it. It's Chloe, and it's from a site called Relux Fashion.
I've heard of them.
I also bought my Bella Freud Hunky Dory.
Yeah.
I bought that from there as well.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty lovely.
Want to watch.
And my other things are, this is, again, came to me. Again, I did pay for them. A follower messaged me and said, I know that you love your ancient Greek sandals. So I've got these ancient Greek sandals. We'll put a picture up. I bought 3-4 years ago. I bought them pre-lockdown. So 4 years ago I've had them. And I love them, love them, love them. I'm so terrified that they're going to break because I've not found a pair like them in 4 years. Anyway, she said, I know you love them and every year you mention them. I've just gone through all my stuff and had a clear out. I had a pair in size 7, my size. I've worn them once. They're not me at all. I think they're really uncomfortable. Do you want to buy them from me? Couldn't reply fast enough. Couldn't transfer my money quickly enough.
Isn't that lovely though? She thought of you.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm so pleased. I've got my new skirt. I'm Matrix ready for the summer.
You are. And we'll put pictures up of both. Right. I have just finished watching Scoop on Netflix, which was the dramatisation of the absolute car crash Prince Andrew interview by Newsnight's Emily Maitlis. Reason we've both got vested interest in this is because our photographer who's quite a pal now, Mark Harrison. He was the guy who they called up the night before and said, we need somebody to do stills photography. You've got to sign a non-disclosure agreement. We can't tell you who it is. You just have to wear shiny shoes and turn up at Buckingham Palace at X o'clock tomorrow morning.
Well, you in? Did they actually say he had to wear shiny shoes?
Yes.
Really?
No, yes.
Couldn't wear sweaties.
That was the stipulation. No.
Oh, just shut up.
Shiny shoes.
No sambas.
Well, no sambas. No, it was pre-samba.
Shiny shoes.
Yeah. So he turned up and actually his part is obviously extremely small, but he's actually played by Gavin Spokes from Slow Horses. And it's so hilarious seeing this because we kind of knew about it after the event.
It's out now.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. It's so good. It's on Netflix.
How many episodes?
It's one. It's a drama. Yeah, it's just one drama. And Billy Piper. So it's told from the point of view of Billy Piper, who plays the producer. I think she's called Sam McAllister. And she's the one that kind of got the story and, you know, courted all of Prince Andrew's flunkies.
Because they didn't know how it was going to go, did they? Or did they?
No, they didn't have a clue. They thought he might walk out.
And be a bit vindicated.
Or they might... No. The news night thought he might just walk out halfway through. They were really nervous about getting it in the bag. They didn't know how he was going to answer because Emily Maitlis's questions were really quite open and quite fair. She wasn't backing him into a corner, but the stuff he came out with was just...
Oh my God.
I remember Mark saying apparently all he could do, because they were... had to keep their expressions to themselves. But he said at one point when he was talking about Pizza Express, his eyebrows went up and he could just looked at the cameraman and the cameraman's eyebrows went up and it was like, what is this man saying? You know, and so it's so, so good. It's really good. You've got to watch it.
Okay, brilliant. Right, I'm going to watch that definitely.
Yeah.
And whilst I'm watching that, Marianne, I shall be drinking a
margarita.
Right, I've perfected the margarita at home.
Cat style. Your own
cat style. Right. So basically, other people can make it one way. This is the way I make it. Three things that you need. I'm going to put a video up. I bought not long ago from Waitrose. It's a Fever Tree shaker. Sounds weird. I was in Waitrose and I needed a shaker and bought the Fever Tree shaker. Oh my God, you love it. It's like an idiot proof.
I'm gonna go and buy one.
It's not glass. It's not one of those tap tap ones. There's no metal that you know.
There's no implements. It's just shake and go.
It's like. Do you know what it is? I always used to use a chili bottle to shake it. But this is it's a glorified chili bottle.
Yeah, but it is a proper cocktail shaker, isn't it?
Look at this. Shaking it with a lid and an inbuilt. What's that thing called? Sieve?
Yeah, like a little sieve thing.
What's it called? I don't know.
It looks
We're not cooking
like,
people.
I don't know. Things with holes in.
Stops the shit coming out and the ice.
Yeah,
there we go.
Exactly.
So there's that. All I use is tequila and Cointreau. And I've tried using different tequilas. Not going to lie. I can't really tell the difference. Cointreau is Cointreau. Triple set you can use. Now, I don't use any agave in it. Some people put sugar in it or agave syrup. I prefer it without. My trick, which some people, I've given this to people who haven't noticed and gone, that's lovely. And when I tell them, they get a little bit snippy. And I've met a people who've seen me do it and go, I can taste it. Well, I'm not making it for any more, then you don't have to come back. Lime juice in a bottle. Now, the only reason I started doing this is because I went to the co-op and they didn't have any limes, so I had to buy the lime juice. And it's not the sieve, like lime-shaped bottle in the lime, but it's basically...
Can you get a lime-shaped bottle in the lime?
Yeah, you can. But not in the co-op, you can't. And then I've also got a rim. I've got a spicy rim I got from Amazon called Tagine or something. And it's amazing. I'm going to put it all up. It's completely foolproof. If I can do it, anyone can do it. It takes 3 seconds to make. You thank me later.
Tune in to our video later to experience Kat's spicy rim.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. Moving on. I'm reading The Potting Shed Murder by Paula Sutton.
My friend Paula!
Yeah, aka Hill House Vintage, if you follow her on Instagram. She's fab. It's her first novel, and I'm interviewing her. So I got an early copy, but it's out now. And it's a really rollicking read. It's the gentle crime genre, you know, the kind of
cozy
crime,
Death in Paradise.
Yes, like all the genre of Richard Osman, you know, that sort of thing. So a murder happens, but it's a nice murder.
It's not
horrific.
It's Midsummer Murders.
It is.
Death in Paradise.
So here's the premise. Daphne Brewster's left London behind and she's settling her family into a new life in rural Norfolk, planting broad beans in raised beds and vintage hunting for the farmhouse. A bit like herself, really.
I was about to say, not like me and you.
Exactly. But when the local headmaster is found dead among his allotment cabbages, the village is ablaze. Who would kill beloved Mr. Papplewick, pillar of the community? Daphne soon comes to realise perhaps the countryside isn't so idyllic after all.
This... No, then it'd be jolly music. There's always jolly.
We don't need horrific murder right now.
Oh, I love that.
I think that's why this genre's really come into its own.
That's right up my strata. Can you read it before you go on holiday? Because I'm going on holiday at the same time as you, so can I take it with me?
Yes, you thank can. You. I'm nearly there with it.
Thank you.
Very good. It's a really entertaining read, and I think a lot of our listeners will be hugely entertained by it.
Well, whilst we'll talk about holiday more next week, Marianne.
Oh God, yes, you're letting this lie.
I am not letting this lie. Yeah. Anyway, I am. Drum roll. I've got new perfume to take on. Just spring perfume. So over this weather. Can you hear Storm Kathleen outside now? So over this weather. So to cheer myself up, I bought myself a new perfume. So I love. It's the new Chloe. I'm a bit Chloe'd out today.
You're all Chloe.
Chloe. It is. Let me go and reach it. Hang on.
Go on there. I've spritzed these. Have you got
the other one?
Did you get two?
I've got two.
Yeah, because we spritzed.
Well, this is the old one.
I'm trying to. I like the one I put on there. Which was that one?
That's a jasmine. Jasminum. What does that say?
Jasminum Bambac.
Bambac.
Yeah.
So these are Atelier des Fleurs, and I've spoken to you about the jasmine one before. That's actually my second jasmine. I love it. Gorgeous. I know, I love it. So there are 20 different single flowers that Chloe do in this range called Atelier des Fleurs. They've just launched at Liberty, actually, I think, yeah. And the idea is that you can either wear a single floral fragrance, which does have other notes in it, but essentially the top note is very much traditionally a jasmine fragrance. So you can then mix it with other flowers to create your own bouquet. So I've had that one, that's what I said. So I've just bought a third bottle, but this is Neroli. I know, it's beautiful. But it's quite a feminine Neroli, because I think some Nerolis can actually be quite unisex, but I think that's quite feminine. It's quite like a white Neroli.
It's not too sweet, though.
It's very floral.
Oh, I can't decide which one I like.
I love it. I wonder if you sprayed them both together.
I'll take them all.
But I did want to... Well, I'm going to say next time, I'm going to get the tuberose.
Tuberose. These are all my favourites.
It's beautiful. And they are all Eau de Parfum. They're not cheap, but a little goes a long way.
Which one's the new one?
My new one?
Which one's the new... Have they brought out a new one? Or is it...
No.
I thought they said they brought out a new one.
No, I don't think so. I just bought a
new
one.
You've just got a new one. Yeah. Oh, I get it.
New to me, Marianne. New to me. I love it. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, it smells gorgeous in here.
I know,
we smell
like spring.
Bloody lovely. All right, so I have been to the theatre to see, I think, the best play I've seen this year. And I've seen some Corker's Cat.
Oh, my God, here she goes again.
It's called The Hills of California. And if you can go and see it, I'm so sorry. I hate being London-centric, but it is on in London. I went to the theatre in Liverpool, to be fair. But this one is absolutely brilliant. It's by Jez Butterworth. He wrote Jerusalem and The Ferryman. And it's directed by Sam Mendes.
Can I just say, if other people out there are going, oh, I didn't know Jerusalem or The Ferryman either. So you're not in bad company if you thought, okay, that's nice.
One of my regrets in life is that I didn't go and see Jerusalem because it's meant to have been sort of the best theatrical thing for decades. and it starred Mark Rylance.
Yeah, mine too.
She's in Watching Casualty.
No, I'm anyway, not. I don't watch Casualty. I'm at a pub. I'm at a pub quiz.
Sure, pub quiz. There's no shame in that. So it's based in Blackpool in both the 50s and the 70s. And it's this family, four girls, mom. She wants them to be the Andrews sisters, basically. And she's sort of grooming them to sing and to be famous. And you see what happens to them as children and how it turns out with them as they all come back to the house again on mum's deathbed. And it's... yeah, it's in Blackpool, in a B&B that mum used to run, and it's just fantastic.
That actually sounds quite interesting, but you know what I just think? Whenever I hear it, I think, oh, that would make a great film. Do I much prefer a film to the theatre?
I suppose don't know you why. Could do. You probably could make it into a film, but it is, oh, God, it just worked perfectly on stage.
It's not a musical, is it?
No, it's not a musical, but these kids...
Okay.
But the singing in it's not a musical, but the women and the girls do sing because that's part of what they are.
No, that's different.
Their voices are exquisite.
There's no jazz hands dancing.
None of that.
Oh, thank God.
No.
Okay. Well, do you know what?
I think I would actually really love that. It's really, really great.
Okay.
Hilarious. The script is sharp.
Okay.
Real northern humour.
All right.
But also very, very heartbreaking as well. I'd go and see it again. It was that good. Yeah, The Hills of California.
And directed by Sam Mendes.
It's not bad, is it?
No.
Yeah, so absolutely love that. Okay, now it is our wrap, everyone. Thanks for listening to Being There, Done That, Got the Podcast. We've got news. Thank you to getting us to over 1 million downloads. That's just in 18 months. That's pretty phenomenal.
I can't compute that.
Well, some of the massive, massive, massive podcasts will have done that before us. But when you bear in mind, Kat, that we've either been in your shed or we've been in your flat and we've got...
Your shed?
Oh, yeah.
Not my shed.
I say yours?
Can I have it?
And mi casa, tu casa.
Thank you.
And we're not professional outfits.
Are we not?
And we haven't got a big brand behind us and we've not spent anything on marketing. It's pretty damn good. So thank you. It's all down to you for getting us there. Share us with your friends. Leave us a nice review. And don't forget to follow us on Insta at GotThePodcast.
Because that is where you will find our polls, videos and mini pod questions. Have a great weekend. Is it the weekend already?
It is again.
Yeah.
Going in for the margarita.
Oh, come on.
Thanks for coming. Bye.
Bye-bye.